You all are familiar with the ship and three drums. The ship and three drums, that is the emblem of the OBC. And you may have heard what this stands for. The ship, is a basket, and the three drums are the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And it is a very old symbol. A basket with the basic teaching. And that is called in Pali the Sutta Pitaka. And various teachings of the Buddha are under this name. And of course, you all know the Four Noble Truths, and of course, the Eightfold Path. But there are some others that we may not speak about so often. And one of them is the teaching of the Sanyojana, which are the 10 fetters. And the last one that you may have heard of as well is the one of dependent origination. So the doctrine of the 10 fetters or the Sanyojana starts with the first doctrine, the first one, of course, the first fetter, which is Sakkayaditi. What it entails is how we see ourselves. Do we see ourselves as a person, as a body, as something which is permanent or semi-permanent? Is it changing? Is it substantial? Is it non-substantial? This is an important thing because of course, all the teachings of the Buddha are really coming forth from the Buddha's enlightenment, where he experienced the whole universe as being empty. So, not having a self, not having a permanent substantial self. And that color, that fragrance, you will find in all the teachings of the Buddha, all the basic teachings and the basic teachings. So that is the Four Noble Truths and the other ones that I just mentioned. Now, the Buddha taught that all things are not self. And I will read a paragraph in which this is explained. He said that if we examine all the physical and mental bits which seem to make up ourselves, I, they can be seen like the parts of a chariot. I say chariot, you can say car. So parts are wheels, shaft, an axle, a seat, windows, all these various things. So if you have a chariot or a car, there are many, many parts. And chariot or car is just the name given to the totality of its parts when they are together and function in a certain way. But when they are taken apart and removed, there is nothing left over of the chariot. It is the same with I. It is just a name, useful in a conventional world. So, although the Buddha says all things are not self, he acknowledges all the parts that, if all working together, give us a sense of I. And it is just a name. This is the first fetter, the first fetter we see ourselves often as real, just as we see others as real, and the world, the things in it, as real. And of course, he doesn't say they don't exist. But some people, and in some religions, where the emphasis is the emptiness, or infinity, they can say, oh well, nothing really exists, so I don't exist. That is a nihilist. So we have the people who confirm being ourselves, and those who deny being and ourselves. And we all come from a world in which we have learned to affirm things, ourselves, and others. And so it's very natural for us to think in terms of real things in the world, of real people, in the sense of we see them as something and as someone. We don't necessarily see them as a totality of parts. It may be a good thing to contemplate on this. And in the training, all these teachings, we can take with us in our daily lives and look at what our minds do. And we can see, we can see ourselves affirming someone or affirming ourselves. And when we have a judgment, judging is something that goes together with affirmation and making something real. So letting go, seeing judgment, and being willing to drop that or leave that is already a step into not being glued to only the realistic view of our universe, of our world. We are already then taking a step into seeing emptiness. So it's a balancing act in the beginning, and it's difficult because we are so used to assuming that the world is a certain way. Now, of course, the Buddha is not going to say that people don't exist. For example, that could have the consequence of not having morality. Oh, if we don't exist, it doesn't matter what we do. Of course not. It matters what we do. It matters for the totality of beings, not just for an imagined self. And here the Buddha gives an answer to someone who asked, what should we answer if we are asked about ourselves? I was in the past. But what I was, I am not now. I am now, but what I am, I was not in the past, and I will not be in the future. I will be in the future. But what I will be, I am not now, and I was not in the past. So, what does this mean? It means that there is constant change, rapid change. And the one that gets in the train is not the same person as the one who arrives, or then again as the one who consequently steps into a bus. It's that quick. How a new self comes to be, and a new self, which is, of course, not totally different, but also not 100% the same. We can't see things a certain way. And make a decision upon that viewpoint. But tomorrow's person inherits this, and their viewpoint and feelings and understanding are likely to be slightly different from mine now. This is something to contemplate upon this week. And next time, we will continue with looking at the selves that we think we are and that we express in life.